Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning, July 14th, 73 degrees right now. President Trump issued a clemency for GOP operative Roger Stone after the court denied his request to put off the beginning of his sentence because of coronavirus. In an exclusive interview with Fox's Sean Hannity, Stone says the cards were stacked against him in his trial.
When you're up against the horrific and deep-pocketed resources of the federal government and these really sadistic, arrogant, politically motivated prosecutors, I had a biased judge, I had a stacked jury, I had a corrupt jury forewoman. As my friend Tucker Carlson said, my trial was over before it started.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson ordered the federal government to provide the court a copy of the president's order that commuted Stone's sentence. Stone was convicted in November 2019 on 7 counts of witness tampering, obstruction, and making false statements to Congress, and was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison.
Sedgwick County health officials report more than 2,400 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 residents have died. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports more than 20,000 COVID-19 cases across the state. That's an increase of more than 1,400 since Friday. The KDHE says 288 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
Plans for reopening Wichita Public Schools are still a week away from being released. Monday, the school board met to discuss some preliminary plans.
They include social distancing and limiting the number of people inside buildings. USD 259 Superintendent Alicia Thompson says the plan will be released on July 20th, but it could change before the school year begins.
July the 20th may not be the final because, again, we still have another cycle before school starts back up to determine whether or not we'll go with what we said on July the 20th.
Meanwhile, the governor will outline her plan to reopen schools statewide on Wednesday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Despite alarming new surges in COVID-19 cases across the U.S., Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News he's hopeful about the battle on the local front.
It's pretty scary, but if we do it right, if people are wearing their masks, if we're taking this disease serious, then you know we have a shot at avoiding another shutdown and hopefully getting our kids back into school in the fall.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A Wichita father has been formally charged with murder in the drowning death of his 2-year-old son in a neighborhood swimming pool in South Wichita. 44-year-old William K. Kabutu faces a charge of first-degree felony murder and an alternative count of second-degree murder that alleges the death was unintended but occurred under reckless circumstances. He is also charged with 2 counts of aggravated child endangerment. Police allege Kabutu was intoxicated on July 7th when he took the 2-year-old and his 4-year-old brother to a pool and allowed the children to slip through the bars of a fence. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have some weakening showers and a few thunderstorms tracking across south central Kansas. We become partly cloudy, hot and humid today, near 90 at noontime, 96 for the high with a southeast wind. Another round of thunderstorms late tonight, our low 72. Then a few storms will stick around early Wednesday, tomorrow's high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy, we've got an east wind at 12 miles per hour and 73 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. We call it the Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yes, and news today that authorities in California have declared actress Naya Rivera dead.
Naya Rivera's body has been recovered after a five-day search of Lake Peru. The Ventura County Sheriff's Department said, based on the location of the body,
physical characteristics of the body, clothing found on the body, and the physical condition of the body, as well as the absence of any other persons reported missing in the area, we are confident the body we found is that of Naya Rivera.
The Glee actress went missing after going boating with her four-year-old son. When she didn't return, authorities found her son sleeping on the boat, and a search for Rivera began. Investigators believe she died in a tragic accident while swimming. The 33-year-old played Santana on Fox's musical Glee. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The University of Southern California will nix a John Wayne exhibit.
The University of Southern California announcing it plans to remove an exhibit about John Wayne from its School of Cinematic Arts. A statement by the school's Assistant Dean of Diversity and Inclusion posted on Twitter saying, "Conversations about systematic racism in our cultural institutions, along with the recent global civil uprising by the Black Lives Matter movement, require that we consider the role our school can play as a change maker in promoting anti-racism cultural values and experiences." USC planning to move the materials from its main building to the Cinematic Arts Library archives. This following an outcry over a 1971 Playboy interview that resurfaced, where the Duke made controversial comments perceived as racist and homophobic. I'm Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
Now, did he play football at USC or UCLA?
USC.
Okay. Yeah, so that was his
USC's his school, yeah.
I think that Ward Bond also played there. He played college football
really?
As well. Yeah.
At Southern Cal?
One of those two, either that or UCLA. I'll Google it for you. I'm pretty sure of it, though. But, it's something the guy said, one comment years and years ago, and that's it. I'll tell you what, you do whatever you want about the Duke, he's still going to be a big guy to me, and people are going to love him forever. So there you go. You can't change your hearts overnight on something like that. Go ahead.
Well, they're changing some things
they
on
sure
how
are.
John Wayne is perceived.
Yes, they are.
Hollywood reacting to the death of actress Kelly Preston.
Hollywood paid tribute to actress Kelly Preston after her husband, John Travolta, shared news that she died early Sunday following a two-year battle with breast cancer. Holly Robinson Pete wrote, "A beautiful lady inside and out, a crushing loss," while retweeting an Instagram post of Preston where she speaks about being a special needs and autism advocate. Her and Travolta's son, Jet, was on the spectrum and died in 2009 at 16 years old. Daniel Day Kim tweeted, "I was lucky enough to work with her on one of my very first films, For the Love of the Game. We were shooting on cold days in Colorado, but she couldn't have been warmer or kinder to a young, nervous actor trying to make good." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Hollywood actor Johnny Depp concluding his testimony at court. He's challenging legal claims that he was violent towards his wife.
Johnny Depp giving evidence for a fifth and final day at England's High Court as he sues a British newspaper for calling him a wife beater. Depp again denying claims he was violent during his marriage to fellow actor Amber Heard, instead describing an evening when he alleges she hit him for ruining her birthday party. Depp telling the court he'd arrived late for dinner after learning his managers had lost $650 million of his money. The trial continues. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Going back to John Wayne, and you mentioned fellow actor Ward Bond.
By the way, he was born in Benkelman, Nebraska. Ward Bond, he was one of my favorite actors. In a lot of A Wonderful Life for one of them. And he did he play?
You were correct. Ward Bond did play football at Southern Cal as well.
Okay.
Did John Wayne.
A couple of big football players.
Oh, no kidding. A couple of linemen. The big uglies. The arts have returned to Italy.
Even if it's not yet possible to stage a full opera, this baritone packed all the passion of Verdi's Rigoletto into one aria, and it was a powerful symbol. Milan's centuries-old opera house, La Scala, has come back to life. The preparations for this moment were complex, orchestrating the safe and orderly arrival of patrons, working out the social distancing. The 2,000-seat theater can only accommodate 600 at this point, a number that would not be sustainable in the long term.
We would like to remind you to wear a face mask at all times while inside the theater.
Reminders of the times in which we live took something away from the romance of a night at the theater. But La Scala has guests again.
We were really so happy. This was really a sign of a new beginning for La Scala.
In Milan, Italy, Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
Independent filmmakers taking advantage of closed movie theaters.
The Fox Movie Profile. Small movies are getting a big spotlight right now as audiences seek at-home entertainment.
It's been really interesting to see some of these smaller films, like A Miss Juneteenth that just recently came out, really finding an audience and maybe even a larger audience than it would have found during a traditional summer movie season.
Fandango's Eric Davis says some titles are going straight to streaming, like Hulu's Palm Springs.
I don't even think it's just a good indie. I think it's one of the best movies that you will watch in 2020.
Palm Springs and horror film Relic, starring Emily Mortimer, are even by first-time feature filmmakers.
This story is the story that they've had burning inside them to tell, and it's a really exciting thing.
And Davis has a few more recommendations coming up.
The Rental is Dave Franco's directorial debut, and it follows two couples who are celebrating. They want to spend a weekend just hanging out, but then things kind of take a turn for the weird.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Disney World's reopening mocked online.
Disney World reopens its doors, releasing a video of workers in face masks welcoming folks back.
Welcome home.
Critics are crushing the magic with parodies to call out COVID-19 concerns, folks redubbing the clip with music from horror films like The Shining, or changing the audio to make it seem as though cast members are telling people to stay away.
Stay home.
Disney World says it's rolled out enhanced health and safety measures, including strict social distancing protocols. The backlash comes amid a surge of virus cases in Florida. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on in the world of music.
I'm Michelle Polino. Kanye West, who recently announced he's running for president, released a new song that paid tribute to his late mother on what would have been her 71st birthday. The song, titled Donda, after his mom, features the late professor of English rapping along to KRS-One's Sound of the Police.
They will overcome. The devil is using you, confusing you.
Then her son takes over. Yeezy posted the clip on Twitter. Prior to this, West released a new song with Travis Scott titled Wash Us in the Blood. The song is a part of his upcoming album, God's Country. David Lee Roth told the New York Times that it's unlikely that the group will ever tour again due to guitarist Eddie Van Halen's ongoing battle with throat cancer. Roth added, if the band hasn't returned to the road now, the future doesn't look promising. And Alanis Morissette has a new single, Reckoning, which confronts predators and prey. The song is on her latest Such Pretty Forks in the Road, out July 31st. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Little Wichita history. It was 50 years ago today. The last remaining wall of the old Wichita Theater was knocked down with a bulldozer near Douglas and Broadway.
Right.
And they were also knocking down the Bucks building there at the corner, department store at Douglas and Broadway. Okay. Of course, that land was owned by the Fourth Financial Corporation,
which eventually built
the new Fourth National Bank.
Yeah.
The Ruffin building that's sitting there right now.
You bet.
Yeah, they're knocking down the old Wichita Theater 50 years ago today. Happy birthday today to actress Nancy Olson. She is 92 today. She only got one Oscar nomination, but that was as a great role as the young romantic interest in Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
William Holden's girlfriend in that movie. And then she was also the romantic interest in The Absent-Minded Professor.
Oh, okay.
Fred McMurray invented Flubber, and he kind of torn between...
Couldn't even show up for his own work.
No, yeah. Very absent-minded.
Oh, yeah.
With Nancy Olson around. Nancy Olson, actress, 92 today. And we'll finish up. We'll take a visit with Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
Washington's NFL team announced today that they will officially retire the team's name and logo after completing a review of the name. Said the owners, "We realize now that the word Washington is offensive to most Americans."
Entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. A wonderful, wonderful business, and they will get you fixed up if you need help. Like Steve McIntosh, I think you need their help.
I think we're going to have them over. You bet.
Call Terry for an appointment. That's all you need to do. 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Search begins for another tenant for the Gander Mountain building. That's part of our business news coming up. with the Wichita Business Journal. On the way, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.